This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, October 25th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. As we approach Election Day 2016, who is really ahead in the presidential polls? The polls reveal a wide disparity depending on the political leanings of the polling group. For instance, Investors Business Daily has Donald Trump 2 points ahead of Hillary Clinton with a 43-41 split. Rasmussen puts Trump ahead by 2 points as well. But a widely disseminated ABC News poll has Clinton ahead by 12 points. Real Clear Politics has Clinton ahead by 6. And Reuters gives Clinton a 95% chance of winning. Third parties, like the Libertarian Party, are doing better than ever this go-round. The ballot is cast, and the lot is cast into the lap, but whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Proverbs 16:33. Another town in Iraq that included Christians has been set free from ISIS rule. Now a number of Iraqi Christians are hopeful about returning home and rebuilding the villages that have been destroyed. The Worldview spoke to Todd Nettleton of Voice of the Martyrs, which is on the ground there with Iraqi Christians. Nettleton is hopeful these brothers and sisters in Christ will be home soon.
What's left of what they knew as home, including is their home still standing? Will they be able to take possession of it again? Those kind of basic questions. And I think then even maybe a bigger question than that is, what's the situation going to be for them if they return home?
Persecution of Christian refugees in Germany is intensifying, according to a case study from Open Doors UK. Christians are testifying to death threats. They say Muslims are tearing up their Bibles and even physically attacking them in the camps. In Rothenburg, officials have taken steps to prevent attacks by separating the Christians and setting up Christians to care for the Christian refugees. Irish pagans persecuted the first Christian missionaries when St. Patrick arrived in the 5th century. Now persecution against Christians is on the rise again in Protestant Northern Ireland. Christian bakers lost their appeal in Belfast yesterday after they were fined for refusing to make a cake that indicated support for homosexuality back in 2014. The appeals court ruled against owners Daniel and Amy MacArthur, the Christian owners of the bakery, resulting in a £500 fine. Daniel MacArthur responded to the loss at yesterday's press conference.
If equality law means people can be punished for politely refusing to support other people's causes, then equality law needs to change. This ruling undermines democratic freedom, it undermines religious freedom, and it undermines free speech.
SBS News covered a story featuring a husband and wife team who say they've been hired as assassins for the Filipino government. Their team has killed hundreds of suspected drug dealers without the benefit of a court hearing. The president of the Philippines has been carrying out his own war on drugs since his election in June. God's law is clear. A single witness shall not suffice against a person for any crime or for any wrong in connection with any offense that he has committed. Only on the evidence of 2 witnesses or of 3 witnesses shall a charge be established. Deuteronomy 19:15. Despite pushback from the atheist community, the new PureFlix film release, I'm Not Ashamed, garnered almost $1 million in the box office on its first weekend. The movie features the story of Rachel Scott, who was killed for her Christian faith in the Columbine High School shootings in Colorado on April 20, 1999. The movie also registered a 93% audience approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Worth seeing? Sounds like it. Watch the trailer and find a movie theater near you at imnotashamedmovie.com. An atheist billboard was taken down in Lincoln, Nebraska after local people protested. The sign was displayed at a Subway Phillips gas station until several of the locals said they would not do business there unless it was removed. The sign read, quote, "The good life without God, it is possible," unquote. Psalm 14:1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Could atheists be biased? Ray Comfort of Living Waters Ministry is calling out atheists for intentionally giving his new film, The Atheist Delusion, a bad rating on the Internet Movie Database, or IMDb, after its premiere. The World View caught up with Comfort on the rating war going on with this hour-long documentary film, which you can see for free at atheistmovie.com.
Atheists are very angry about our new movie because what it does is gives irrefutable evidence for the existence of God, scientific evidence. One question destroys atheism. It sounds like an amazing claim, but it's true. If God is real, then human beings are morally accountable. It means it's wrong to murder, rape, commit adultery, fornicate, blaspheme. Christianity throws a wet blanket over the atheist, destroys everything he's living for. So they hate the light of Christianity because it exposes that what they're doing is wrong. And for the same reason, criminals hate the policeman, atheists hate Christianity. So they're doing everything they can to stop this movie, give it a low rating on IMDb. I'm thankful that so many Christians are seeing its potential to reach the lost and they're sharing it with others. 77,000 views in less than 48 hours.
Over 400 babies are alive because of this fall's 40 Days for Life. According to Life News, the encouraging news is that 12,206 lives have been saved after 9 years of the prayer campaign. Praise the Lord for every life preserved. And that's The World View on this Tuesday, October 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Email me your feedback to adam@theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.